Part of the scripture that I would like to read tonight comes from section 85, which was given at the time of the organization of the School of the Prophets in 1836. Section 85 may be divided roughly into three parts. The first part being a disquisition of the philosophy of the gospel and an interpretation of the nature of creation. And the second part, beginning of probably the 16th paragraph, is an outline of the procedures by which the men of the ministry might be set free to do their work and receive the promised endowment. And then beginning at about paragraph 39, we have a very fine eschatological. It's a $64 word, by the way. No, beginning at section 25, there is a very fine disquisition about the doctrine of the last things, the comings of the Son of Man. And it's from this center section I would like to read a little portion. If your eye be single to my glory, your whole body shall be filled with light, and there shall be no darkness in you. And that body that is filled with light comprehendeth all things. Therefore, sanctify yourselves, that your minds become single to God, and the days will come that you shall see him, for he will unveil his face to you, and it shall be in his own time, and in his own way, and according to his own will. Remember this great and last promise which I have made unto you. Cast away your idle thoughts and your excessive laughter far from you. Tarry ye in this place, and call a solemn assembly, even of those who are the first laborers in this last kingdom, and let those whom they have warned in their traveling call on the Lord, and ponder the warning in their hearts which they have received for a little season. Behold, and lo, I will take care of your flocks, and raise up elders, and send unto them. I will hasten my work in its time, and I give unto you, who are the first laborers in this last kingdom, a commandment that you assemble yourselves together, and organize yourselves, prepare yourselves, and sanctify yourselves. Yea, purify your hearts, and cleanse your hands and your feet before me, that I may make you clean, that I may testify unto your Father and your God and my God, that you are clean from the blood of this wicked generation, that I may fulfill this promise, this great and last promise which I have made unto you when I will. The promise, of course, being that he would unveil his face to them. And then from the revelation on Fishing River. Behold, I say unto you, were it not for the transgressions of my people, speaking concerning the church and not individuals, they might have been redeemed even now. But behold, they have not learned to be obedient to the things which I require at their hands, but are full of all manner of evil. Do not impart of their substance as becometh saints to the poor and afflicted among them, and are not united according to the union required by the law of the celestial kingdom. And Zion cannot be built up unless it is by the principles of the law of the celestial kingdom. Otherwise I cannot receive her to myself. And my people must needs be chastened until they learn obedience, if it must needs be by the things which they suffer. I speak not concerning those who are appointed to lead my people, who are the first elders of my church, for they are not all under this condemnation, but I speak unto my churches abroad. And there are many who will say, where is their God? Behold, he will deliver them in time of trouble. Otherwise we will not go up unto Zion, and will keep our monies. Therefore, in consequence of the transgression of my people, it is expedient in me that mine elders should wait for a little season for the redemption of Zion, that they themselves may be prepared, and that my people may be taught more perfectly and have experience, and know more perfectly concerning their duty and the things which I require at their hands. And this cannot be brought to pass until mine elders are endowed with power from on high. For behold, I have prepared a great endowment and blessing to be poured out upon them, inasmuch as they are faithful and continue in humility before me. Therefore it is expedient in me that mine elders should wait for a little season for the redemption of Zion. For behold, I do not require at their hands to fight the battles of Zion, for as I said in a former commandment, even so will I fulfill, I will fight your battles.